to item five, discussion regarding funding of the Section 115 trust for OPEB for CSERA employees.
So back in February, the board had a discussion regarding the OPEB related to CSERA employees. And at that meeting, there was a discussion around the 30-year amortization period that Milliman had initially proposed. And the board had indicated that they'd like to see some other options in reference to that amortization period. So we had Milliman conduct some additional analysis, and the results of that work is in the packet. And we have Milliman here to answer any questions and to go over the information.
All right, thank you. Thank you, Mr. Chairman and board. First off, I always love following the auditors on stage. I'm proud for the actuary. So thank you, Andy. Andy's firm audits my wife's agency as well, so I know good things about Bronner Armstrong. So.
And this is John Botsford.
So I'm John Botsford with Milliman, for the record, as actuary for the CSERA staff plan, where we do the valuation of retiree medical liabilities. There are currently just over 50 staff members that are covered under the plan. Back in February, we presented the actuarial valuation under the GASB accounting standards. And at that time, included in that valuation was calculations of what we call the actuarially determined contribution, which is a contribution that, if paid over time, will bring the plan to full funding status over a period of years. Currently, the board's policy is to fund the unfunded liabilities over a 30-year period. So as of 2018, you were just a little bit over 50% funded, meaning the assets represented about just over 50% of the liabilities. But with that said, there was a plan to close that to 100% over 30 years. At that time, the board asked me to come back and show some illustrations of how the funding might look with respect to the actuarially determined contributions and future funded status if that funding policy were to potentially change from a 30-year funding level to various other funding levels to help you make a decision of whether you want to keep it at 30 years or perhaps accelerate that. And so we looked at funding based on 5 years, 10 years, 15, 20, as well as 30 years for comparison purposes. If you turn to page 2, we show you the results of that report where you can see both the actuarially determined contribution as well as funded status over the next 10 years. So one of the things we did in this projection is that this is called what we call an open group projection, meaning that we, as your employees move into retirement and some terminate employment and go work elsewhere without having without being eligible for retiree liabilities or retiree benefits, we assume that they will be replaced so that your staff levels remain consistent with what they are today at approximately 50 members. So we assume that new members come in as you have people that are terminating and retiring over this 10-year period. And that's taken into account in the calculations. First off, you can see that we'll start with the 30-year period, which is really the last one because that's where you're currently at. At the end of 2019, you've already made an $828,000 contribution, sizable contribution in April. I believe it was April of this year. And so based on that, would bring your funded status to 67% at the end of 2019. And then you can see if you follow along with the ADC, projected ADCs for the next 10 years out to 2028, it would be 286,000 in 2020, and then slowly decrease down to about 239,000 in 2028, and that would bring you to about 79% funding over that 30-year period. As you kind of move to the left, if you do it over a 20-year period, you can see that the ADC contributions are going to be more because you're accelerating the payment, but your funded status would end up being 85% after 10 years. And then moving to a 15-year period, your funded status would get up to 90% after 10 years. And at the 10-year period, you can see that your funded status reaches 100% in 10 years, which is, you know, the design of that 10-year amortization period. And so you're closing the gap pretty quickly at that point. However, your actually determined contributions would be a lot higher. You can see that it's about $404,000 in 2020. Again, grading down to $411,000 over time as you approach that full funding status. And then finally, if we look to the 5-year period, you can see that the ADC is quite large, where you're starting in 2020 at $658,000 and grades down to $580,000 until you reach that 100% funding level. Thereafter, in 2024, notice how it drops quite significantly down to $143,000 and then goes to $138,000, $133,000 and slowly tapers off. So what's going on after that 5 years? Basically, the 143, 138, and so on and so forth, what you're seeing there is what we call the service cost, also known as a normal cost. So the portion of the benefits that are allocated to the current year of service that you all know what that is. So, and the reason why that's going down, in some cases you might see it rising. In this case, it's going down because of the difference in benefit formulas that you have for employees that were hired prior to 1/1/2013 versus after 1/1/2013. The employees that were hired before then have a richer benefit formula, and so as those employees retire and are replaced by newer employees in a lower benefit tier, that's going to bring down that service cost, and that's what you're seeing that tapering off over over that 10-year period. So what this does is it kind of shows you trade-offs of, you know, you can continue funding it over 30 years and you can see your funding progress, and that may be perfectly fine, but you also have alternatives in the event that you're concerned about funding and you want to accelerate that. Here are some of the options and what the numbers would look like for actuarially determined contributions. Any questions?
Good question. So, Gail, this is listed as an information-only item. Are you looking for direction?
Yeah. So, at this point, it would merely be direction. So, going into future valuations, what time period should be utilized in these valuations?
Okay. So, any
comments?
Yes.
Clarify. The board has adopted a funding policy, and so the direction today would be to come back with a proposed revised funding policy that would have to be adopted by the board.
Okay, thank you, Karen.
Yeah, and I wanted to comment on the 828 that's shown for 2019. That number might look high, and it's because it's for the 2018 and 2019 years. An accrual was booked last year, but the cash didn't actually transfer into the trust for 18 until this year. Make note of that.
It's just a gut feeling. I think I recall some of the interest in seeing this is that somehow a 30-year amortization to me seems just too leisurely, for lack of a better word. Maybe five is too aggressive, but and maybe there is a sweet spot there, maybe a Goldilocks spot in there somewhere, like a 10-year. And it's non-scientific, it's just headline discussion that I see as we're biting at this apple for 30 years.
We're funding a benefit that has already been earned on the amortization of the past service. So getting that funded as quickly as possible, I think, just makes good sense.
Yeah, I do too. And I've begun to reach, at my age, an interesting point. You start seeing dates that are in the news that you're not likely to see.
what did you have in mind?
Well, I mean, things like, you know, oceans are going to rise a certain number of feet in the next 40 years, and I'm thinking, let my kid worry about that. Yeah. So it'd be nice to be able to see one of these during my lifetime, as opposed to thinking, well, we're halfway through it, and I'm gone. So That's a personal bias on my part.
So you go with a shorter amortization.
I'd go with a shorter amortization.
That's what I'm hearing.
So I was one of the ones who asked for this kind of information. So I'm fine with even doing 5 years, but if you could make a case for the 10-year for the dollar cost, you know, aspect of it.
I think 10 is reasonable.
I agree.
I mean, again, I want to see it fully funded, but I think it's a reasonable approach to do it.
And these numbers don't look like they would be impactful on our administrative expense cap?
No, no.
Okay. So any other thoughts on 10 years?
Comfortable with it.
Yeah, I like it.
I'm a little concerned about Jerry's dour outlook. Being of the same vintage, but no. 10 sounds good.
Jay, you good?
Yeah, I mean, that's in the context of, for the next item, the employee and benefits and retirement line is like $4 million or so, something like that. Mm-hmm. Is that right? So 400 grand out of, that would be
the benefit line, yeah.
Yeah. So
well, and it's not even really 400 grand. It's the difference between the 30-year and the 10-year.
Right. So
right.
Those are the steps we're talking about, right?
Right. Mm-hmm. Okay. Any other discussion for...
Is that enough for you, Gail?
Yeah.
To
yeah.
John?
Yeah, so we'll be coming back with a amended.
And if you could put a post-it note on my headstone that says we made it. I'd appreciate that.
Todd, question?
Yes, of course.
I'm just confused about the 10-year period. All of them decrease all the way through except for the 10-year goes down 5 years and it increases up from 5 years and goes back up again. I'm just wondering, I don't understand how to pause that.
John, can you speak to that, please?
Right. Yeah, I'll have to look and see how we were calculating that 10-year amortization, but I'll have to get back to you on that particular. I don't have that answer off the top of my head.
It's not, I assume, flat. It's percent of salary. So you've got salaries going in one direction, and you've got...
Yeah, I mean the service cost is going down just because you're replacing them. I mean if you were replacing them with the same benefits, then the service cost would go up. But in this case, it is going down. But it may be it may be the way that it's approaching the 10-year amortization, where we're saying, well, we're getting closer and closer, and so there's a smaller period. But I need to take a look at that and see.
Okay. So I have pointed out John got excellent early training.
Why, who trained him, John? So when you come back with a proposed amended policy, maybe we can answer that as well.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, I'll have an answer for that.
Any other questions from the public or trustees? Okay, seeing none. Do you feel you have direction?
Yes, thank you.
Thank you, John.
Thank you.
All right.